This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm Luke Burbank. You know, 2009 was the year of women coming up in this music game. I'm your biggest fan. I'll follow you until you love me. That, of course, the very talented, very crazily dressed Lady Gaga. She was just one of a number of women who found themselves having some of the best-selling albums of the year. Taylor Swift brought it. Susan Boyle, the Hannah Montana soundtrack. Okay, maybe not all of those are good things, but we do have somebody here who can explain to us why it was that women seemed so successful this year in terms of music and the popularity of it. Karen Gans, deputy editor of RollingStone.com, is here in our WNYC studios. Hi, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning. This is the earliest a Rolling Stone editor has probably been up in 4 years.
I think this is true.
what was different about this year that had these female musicians having such success?
Well, you know, there's two huge stories this year. One story is the huge catalog sales of Michael Jackson after he died, 7 million albums, and the Beatles, 2 million albums after their remasters were released. But in terms of fresh releases in the top 200, it is dominated by women. And I think it's partially to do with the state of the record industry. It's definitely no secret that record sales have been down. Album sales are down. They've been in a nosedive since the start of the decade. But what's really big is single sales. And what does really well in terms of singles is usually pop music. Mm. And you'll see there aren't a lot of women represented in the rock, you know, in the rock bands right now, but there are very many women pop stars. So I think that's definitely part of it. And
well, let's talk about somebody who was almost in their whole own category, Susan Boyle. Till I dream he comes to me. You know, if you were a betting person, you wouldn't have thought not elderly, but middle-aged. Is she from Scotland?
48 and Scottish.
Yeah.
48 and Scottish.
Never been kissed.
Never Been Kissed would be just crushing it. What did she do this year in terms of sales?
Oh, my God. Well, she broke a million records here. She has the best-selling debut week of the year, beating Eminem. She's got the best-selling week for a debut album in the history of the Nielsen SoundScan era. And she's got she's breaking records left and right. And I think it's partially because she's appealing to a demographic that isn't usually spoken to on the pop charts.
48-year-old Scottish women who've never been kissed and fans of theirs. Let's talk about Rihanna for a minute. She, of course, had this whole, sort of blow up with Chris Brown that everybody was talking about. And there was a way that seemed to actually move her career along a little bit, you think?
I think it actually, when she started talking about it, people saw that she was developing into a more interesting artist. And that's a terrible thing to say, but she really incorporated that experience into her lyrics. I mean, this song's called Hard. She's talking about she's tougher than a lion. I think people are finding that very appealing right now.
Yeah, she's getting a little like Tina Turner, you know, kind of I've been through it, but I'm standing up for myself kind of vibe going, which is probably helping her image, I guess, as sad as it was how it came about. All right, and we would be remiss if we didn't get our Taylor Swift on when we talked about successful ladies this year. She was just like a total breakout. What is she, 8?
I think she's 19 now.
Oh, wow. Well, she like sold tons of records and was hugely popular, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it started last year. Fearless was one of the biggest albums of last year. This year she was on tour, breaking records as well. And this song, 15, is really inspiring for young girls. She's sort of saying, you think that this breakup with a guy is the biggest thing in your life, but there's a whole lot of life ahead of you. I think people really find that message uplifting.
Plus, she was great on Saturday Night Live.
She was.
She was really. So she can sing, she can act, she can break up with the guy from Twilight. She's an amazing lady, Taylor Swift. All right, Karen Gans, deputy editor, RollingStone.com. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.